This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, this is an addendum to last night's shiur. We discussed the proper pronunciation of the word Yisachar, which ultimately is the proper pronunciation. But we brought that there is an opinion advanced in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov of Rabbi Yaakov Kapel Zusselber, who, based on the Sefer Devek Toiv, and based on the Sefer Divrei David Adataz, says, based on the following narrative, that the proper pronunciation originally was Yisachar, but then it got changed to Yisachar. And that is because Yisachar had a son by the name of Yoiv, who in Parshas Vayigash he's called Yoiv, and in Parshas Pinchas he's called Yashuv. And the question was, where did Yoiv get the extra shin from? So the Devek Toiv brings, and the Taz brings in the Divrei David, and the truth is, Tosfos says this. Tosfos in the Das Akemi Valley at Tosfos says that this is the reason why the sin in Yisachar is not pronounced, and that is because back in those times, the name Yoiv was the name of an Avodah Zarah. And Yoiv was embarrassed from his name, so he went to complain to his father. So his father said, you know what, I have this extra tire in my back pocket, I have this extra sin. You take the sin, I'll become Yisachar, you become Yashuv, and that's where he got the sin from. Based on this narrative that's quoted in Tosfos, the Devek Toiv, and the Taz, the Nachlas Yaakov says that the correct minog would be to read it Yisachar until you get to Parshas Pinchas when Yoiv becomes Yashuv, and that we discussed at length last night. But the question we just want to mention today, an interesting point, is if Yoiv was embarrassed from his name Yoiv, because his name of Avodah Zarah, why did Yisachar give him the extra sin specifically? Okay, you could take a letter from anywhere, you could give him any letter. Why dafka the letter Shin? So, most amazingly, we all know that it says about our tefillin, Shalroish, V'ro kalami aretz, and all the nations of the world will see, V'yaro kalami aretz, Kishem Hashem, Nikra Alecha, V'yaro Mimecha. When the nations of the world see that the name of God is upon you, they'll be afraid of you, the Gemara Darshan's Elu tefillin Shalroish. So we understand that the tefillin Shalroish represent and reflect the name of Hashem. Now, how do the Tefillin Shel Rosh represent the name of Hashem? So most would say, you know how? Because you have the shin engraved on the bayis, you have the dalet on the knot, and then you have the yud on the kesher of the Tefillin Shel Yad. But that's the Tefillin Shel Yad. Most of it's on the Rosh. So that's why we say the name of God is on the Rosh. But the Beis Yosef says a completely different pshat. The Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim, Siman Lamed Beis, he brings in the name of the Ri Alexandruni, that the reason why God's name is considered to be reflected on Tefillin Shel Rosh, because the entire name is on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. How is the entire name on the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Because the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Ad Bash, is Shin. 300. How's that? We'll take it easy. First, the hay. The hay is equals 90, right? In the system of the Atbash, where you transpose the first letters for the last letters of the Aleph Beis, so a hay is a tzadi, that's 90. So there are two 90s, there are two hays, that's 180. A vav is a pay, right? A vav becomes a pay, which is 80. So 180 plus 80 is 260. Then the letter yud is a mem. The letter Yud is a mem, that's 300. So the letter Shin itself is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the name of God. So in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, on Parshas Pinchas, he brings from Rav Gedalia Rabinovich from Manchester. That's the reason why when Yoiv was upset that his name was the name of Avodah Zarah, Yisachar Dafka gave him the letter Shin, because Yisachar was saying, you're not happy with your name, you feel your name is a desecration of the name of God, I will give you the name of God. The name of God is the Oish Shin, which we wear on our tefillin, which actually represents all four letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, Rabbi Isai, wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.